Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Today, Bridget Griffin shared a video of her daily yoga routine, two self-help articles, and her new blog called Build Your Inner Bridge with Bridge. Girl, your sharing has turned into oversharing. No worries, Bridge. Geico has some info worth sharing with your 7 blog followers, like how you could save money on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim just by visiting geico.com. How's that for building your inner bridge? Bridge, Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and happy Thursday. Welcome everyone back to the Blimpy Subs Franchise Show podcast, your one-stop shop for all information regarding Blimpy franchise opportunities. And we're all doing our part here. Me, co-host Graham Chapman, bringing on Blimpy executives, Blimpy area developers, Blimpy franchisees, to give all prospective franchisees a little bit of a look behind the curtain and some tips and tricks that they can use during their due diligence process to make a smart decision when it comes to franchise ownership. I have a very, very exciting interview today with Steve Evans, the Vice President of Marketing at Kahala, and Mandy Andrews, the Director of Marketing at Kahala, who are going to answer, you know, one of the biggest questions that most prospective franchisees have when they're taking a peek at franchise opportunities. You know, what is this, you know, franchisor going to do for me? How are they going to help me reach and influence more people and help me get people into my doors in my local market? How are they going to use, you know, the contributions to an ad fund to do a heck of a job at promoting us nationally and in all local markets? And, you know, what big ideas do they have to help connect me with, you know, the older baby boomer customers who know our brand from long ago and are still loyal fans to us, but also help us connect with the younger generation, the tech-savvy millennials who are key to my future success as a business owner. So very excited to get into that. Before I do, I just want to remind everybody that, you know, interviews like this, we do once a month here on the Blimpy Subs Franchise Show podcast. You know, a good mix of executives over at Kahala, Blimpy's parent company, like today's interview, where we talk about, where we talk to the franchise development leaders there, marketing folks, to get a better understanding of how they operate as a franchisor and how they support their franchisees. Similarly, we interview the area developers, like Pat Conlon we had on a couple months ago, talking about how they sort of operate as a local market franchisor to some degree, helping franchisees find the right location, execute marketing initiatives in the local area, and just be a real boots-on-the-ground support person for franchisees in local areas. And then, of course, franchisees themselves, to make sure you guys out there, prospective franchisees, get to hear from people who were in your shoes once before, exploring franchise opportunities and discussing why they chose to join the Blimpy family and how it's been working out for them. Last announcement for today, very, very excited to let you guys know that we'll be launching the new franchise opportunities or franchise sales specific Blimpy Subs website very shortly. That will be at www.blimpyfranchise.com. And be sure to check out this podcast in the months moving forward to learn more about that website and what we'll be offering to you guys there. But without further ado, very excited to get into talking all things Blimpy marketing with Steve and Mandy. Hello, you guys. Welcome to the show today. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us, Graham.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely. So, yeah, if you guys don't mind, you know, just for our listeners out there to get a better understanding of who you guys are and what you guys do for Blimpy, if you don't mind both taking a moment to sort of give us an introduction to you and what you guys do over at Kahala.
Okay, so this is Mandy, and I am the Director of Marketing for Blimpy, and I really oversee everything on a national level, so that be national promotions, national media plans, that's both creating the plan as well as all the way to final execution. I oversee POP kits and any special projects that the brand takes on for any marketing initiatives.
And I'm the Vice President of Marketing for Blimpy, and I oversee the brand as a whole, so anything that that represents the brand, the creative design, the direction, the store design, our digital strategy, so any new initiatives in the digital space, our social media strategy, if we have new things in development, like building out online ordering for our stores or anything, you know, kind of in that area. I work very closely with cross-departmental teams on the different things and different initiatives whenever we roll something new out into our stores. Work very closely with research and development on new product development for LTOs, loyalty, all the various different things that a brand could potentially roll out from a marketing perspective, as well as the media strategy for the brand on a national level. And then we work very closely with all of our co-ops on a regional level, and we give guidance on our media strategy down to the local store marketing level as well. So those are just some of the things that I work on, as well as with Mandy and the entire team all supporting those different areas.
And then we have two other ladies that aren't with us today that are the national marketing managers, and that's Rachel Cohn and Andrea Price. And they work side by side with the franchisees daily, working on their local store marketing, as well as they support the different co-ops and regional marketing plans as far as creating down to execution. So
that's
pretty much our team in a nutshell.
I think the better question would have been, what do you not do?
Right.
So I guess speaking on that for just a second before I get into, you know, questions specific to what you guys do for your franchisees, I have to imagine that one of the advantages that Blimpy has being part of an umbrella of restaurant brands that are owned by the Kahala corporate body is that, you know, you must have a number of lessons learned or things that you can apply from, you know, what you learned executing marketing campaigns for other brands like a Cold Stone or some of the other brands that you guys work with. Do you guys feel like that gives you a pretty significant advantage that you have such a well-oiled machine and such a strong team unit like what you described with you two and the rest of your marketing team? Do you feel like that gives you a sort of a leg up over other franchise brands that try to operate, you know, on their own and obviously have their own corporate team but don't quite have the type of access and resources and diverse team members that you guys do over at Kahala?
Short answer is absolutely, but to elaborate on that, just an example is I have the pleasure of overseeing our interactive marketing department here at Kahala Brands for all 18 of our concepts. So that one department that reports up to me sets the social media strategy, sets the digital advertising strategy, sets, you know, anything in the digital space strategy for any of our brands comes out of that department. So I have the luxury of being able to sit in multiple different meetings and see what's working for one brand that we could tweak and apply to another brand. Did we try something on one brand that maybe didn't take off the way we thought it would so that we can avoid making those learning those lessons in real time on one brand? So there's absolutely a ton of advantages and lessons learned that we're able to take from the different concepts and apply them to the other concepts' marketing strategies every single day.
Yeah. Well, that's actually a good segue into a different question we have, because I'm sure that a lot of our listeners out there are very curious as to, you know, how do we use this social media stuff and, you know, the internet and online tools, how do we use, you know, those tools to influence, engage with, you know, millennials and inspire them to come into our stores? You know, I know that you guys have done some pretty innovative things, you know, with the Combo Craze promotion that is in its final days, but still running. And with your, you know, things like the mobile app, the Blimpy Run mobile game that you guys created recently as well. Would you mind taking me through both of you sort of, you know, how you use those interactions with the digital team, with the interactive team, how you guys have used, you know, your team members there and things you've taken away to develop some interactive online, more social-oriented campaigns that sort of reach out to a younger demographic. And, you know, we can make that a more specific question if you wish and focus on either of those campaigns I mentioned or any others you may have in mind.
Well, I'll start off talking a little bit about Combo Craze and what it's kind of done for the brand and where it kind of came from. But ideally, this is the second year that we've done Combo Craze. It was so successful. We got such great feedback both from our customers and our franchisees that we decided we needed to, you know, continue the success, and we rolled it out again this year.
Mm-hmm.
But ideally, it was originally created because we wanted to close that circle of the in-store experience and the digital social media experience. So the great thing about Combo Craze is it increases sales at the store by increasing combo sales with every order, but also basically there's a game you can play, and you get entered into drawings for great prizes like a trip to New York City or $1,000 or $500 prizes. But
wow.
When you go to the store, you get a scratch-off card that allows you to get extra turns on the game on our digital game. So
yeah.
That takes our person that comes in every day, and that gets them to go onto our digital space where there, the more they interact with the brand, the more chances they get, more opportunities to win. So we encourage them to sign up with our e-club. We encourage them to be a fan and follow us on Instagram, follow us on Twitter. And then for the people who aren't going in stores that do maybe see us on the digital, it's a way for us to kind of entice them to come in stores and say, hey, if you come in stores and you buy a combo, you will have a better chance of winning and have more opportunities to play the game. So, you know, more opportunities, more luck. So ideally, it's just kind of trying to make one complete circle. And in our last year contest, we had some of the highest website visits we've ever had. We had one of the largest jumps in our e-club. So we found a lot of success from it. Plus, we got such a good feedback from customers liking it and liking a way of us kind of rewarding our customers that are interacting with our brand. Steve, we want to do the Blimpy Run?
Yeah. And that just kind of leads to the larger question of what are we doing in this digital and social space? And we're constantly working on developing new things, whether it's something fun or functional. So we want all of our customers and our fans to have fun with the brand, but we also want to provide, you know, functional ways for them to engage with us both in-store and online. So whether it be trying to evolve our email club and make sure we're gauging responses and we're doing a lot of social listening so that we listen to what people are saying across the web about our brands and the different offers that we're sending out there, and we're trying to literally craft the fun things that we provide them and the discounts and the different coupon offers based on the dialogue our community managers are having online with our specific fans all day long. So we're tapping into them for, you know, almost like a large focus group that tells us what they want, and we try to deliver on that. So we do things, like I said, from the fun space. You mentioned the Blimpy Run. It's just a fun little game they can play, download the app, and they could, you know, go through the different levels, down to more functional things. Like right now we have online ordering that we're testing in one market in the U.S. with our plans to roll it out nationally across all stores, the entire system, toward the beginning of 2017. You know, down to we relaunched our website this year with a new responsive design. So when we approached that project, we looked at our analytics and we see that, you know, today's consumer, they're constantly on the go. So our design strategy now is mobile first, where, you know, you used to design a website and then you'd go back and come up with a mobile website. Now we go into the design process with mobile first in mind. So the website actually resizes depending on what device the customer is on. So we want to make sure the experience with our brand, whether it's sitting at their computer, on their tablet, on their mobile phone, the user experience for them is quick, easy. They're able to find the information they want and go on, because we know, we understand our customers are busy.
Sure. No, that's great stuff. And one of the best things you said there for sure is that, you know, franchise brands or any corporate entity is most definitely missing a huge opportunity if they're not taking the time to listen and engage with their fans, because that is one heck of a in-tune and responsive focus group that gives you a lot of insights you can use. You know, sort of speaking along those lines and the success you've had with some of these e-marketing campaigns, online applications, mobile applications, is there a specific example that you can share of, you know, how you've used this social listening and the, you know, the numbers or metrics that you've seen that are, you know, successful results from some of these campaigns that you've used to help elevate your franchisees as well? Is that a fair question to ask?
Yeah, absolutely. I didn't prepare any numbers, so I don't have any metrics in front of me, but I can certainly tell you, as Mandy mentioned before, because of the results we got from, for instance, last year's combo craze, we had I believe it was a 40% increase in our email club growth rate. So 40% growth in the email club just from that one promotional window. So we saw that it was a huge opportunity for us to grow that database, and then that gives us an opportunity to continue to communicate with those customers on an ongoing basis. So we're seeing fantastic opt-in rates on there. We see great redemption on the coupon offers that we're sending out via that channel of communication with our customers.
Our social platforms, basically our followers, they're just, this is the big push of the year at the time they grow the most, the quickest, because we push them to interact with the brand more so they can have more chances. But it ends up, our Instagram, we haven't finished it yet, but it's already grown substantially more where we're actually becoming kind of a player in that platform.
Nice. So obviously you're pulling people to your store by showcasing and highlighting the fact that Combo Craze is a big initiative for you guys, and, you know, emails you send out to your fans, and, you know, people do land on the website. It's one of the first sliders that they see. It's something that you're promoting heavily online. What have you provided your franchisees with, you know, from a POP perspective or in-store signage perspective to help go the other way and drive people back to your website and drive people to your social media profiles and sort of close that loop?
Well, this has been one of our national promotions. It's pretty much promoted by what we call our POP kits that have all the in-store POP that really catches the eye and is the main focus of the store at this time. So, you know, you obviously we have menu panels, posters, things like that. But specifically for this promotion, we add a new element, which is the scratch-off stickers, or scratch-off card. And basically that if you get a combo, you get a scratch-off, and that right there gives you the website, the code, and the chance to have 20 more turns as an opportunity. So that's kind of the way we complete on the site is we can tell them, you know, even if they don't get a combo, they can still interact with the brand, they can still sign up, they can still be part of the e-club, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and be our Facebook friend. But the best way to do it is to get the combo. So that's kind of how we close the circle.
Our overall goal is to make sure that our customers can engage with the brand in a multitude of different avenues that are more conducive to their time, their schedule, the way that they're most comfortable with engaging with the brand. And our goal with our franchisees is to make sure that we provide them with every tool they need to successfully execute a campaign. So it's literally packed in one contained kit. We design everything for the appropriate zone of the store. So the messaging for when someone's at the front door is slightly different than the messaging when they're at the order point, which is slightly different than the design when they're paying at the cashier. So that's all developed and done for our franchisees. And all of the kits come with a rollout guide that has a schematic for them. So it literally gives them a little diagram of where they place things. So it's a pretty, you know, pretty easy to understand process at the local store level so that they can execute and all of our customers can have the same experience from store to store across the brand.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate that because you answered a different question for me. That's fantastic. How do you guys help your local franchisees execute on those types of campaigns? So, nice. I guess one of my biggest questions before we move on from there is that, I mean, certainly I can understand, and I'm sure that our prospects listening can understand how, you know, more social online-focused campaigns like that and, you know, mobile-responsive websites and other things we've been talking about help you guys connect with the younger generation, the millennials who are, you know, have been on their phones since, you know, they were toddlers. But have you noticed that any of those types of – obviously, you guys have two, you know, very unique target audiences and, you know, the older folks who have been loyal to Blimpy for, you know, more than 50 years, as long as you guys have been around serving the freshest sliced meats and cheeses around. And then you have younger folks who are really responding well to the decisions you guys have made from a marketing perspective to be more online and mobile oriented. But have you guys seen that those types of programs have appealed to an older demographic as well? Have you seen some return from that side of things as well? Is that something you can speak to?
Yeah. Well, as far as the different ways that we're engaging with our customers, we definitely see all of the digital stuff skew highly younger. That doesn't mean we don't have a slightly older demographic that engage with us in that space, but it does skew younger. But the email club, surprisingly, does not skew as young as some of our social channels and our app downloads. The email club is a little broader. So, you know, I guess email communication and engaging with brands in that communication channel has been more widely adopted across the different age groups. At least that's what we're seeing for our brand. So it's a little all over the place there. But we still do plenty of traditional advertising because, as you kind of mentioned, we have a wide range of customers. We have the new customers down from 16 to, you know, 34 age group that, you know, they like subs. We've got a great healthy perception for our brand. People can come in and get something extremely better for you versus a lot of the QSR options out there, which is important to the younger demographic. But our older folks that have been with us for years, since 1964, they keep coming back because even though we work with research and development and we're constantly rolling out new flavors that are on trend and, you know, whether it's spicy or barbecue, we've never gotten away from our heart and soul and what we've always done since day one, and that is slicing all of our premium meats fresh to order, baking bread fresh in our stores every day. We have huge quality control mechanisms in place to make sure we're only getting the freshest produce. And those kinds of things, they really resonate with the older, you know, the older customers that have been following us for years. And there's a reason they've been customers for decades, and that's because the quality has never changed. So we're constantly evolving the brand so that we're staying current and we're appealing to today's newer consumer, but we're making sure that we're staying true to who we've always been so that those folks that have loved Blimpy since 1964 still love us today.
Yeah, you're sticking true to your brand promise that's made you guys great for decades, while also introducing some bold flavors and customizable options that, you know, appeal to the fast casual oriented millennial. So let's talk about some of those. You know, I still haven't found a way to have the blimp yet, which I'm disappointed about. But you know, speaking of some of those product introductions, you guys had a pretty fantastic sub that harkened back to when you guys, you know, were launched years ago, and something I'm sure your older folks enjoyed with the Hoboken Hero. Talk to me a little bit about, you know, some of the recent LTOs or product introductions that have worked well, and maybe some stuff that's on the horizon that might excite some prospects who are definitely interested in, you know, I got to keep people coming back for more. I want to make sure that I'm introducing some new and exciting menu items that'll get them excited.
Yeah, well, you kind of hit on one that's one of my favorites, and that's the Hoboken Hero. It definitely pulls on some of our roots. Obviously, the first Blimpy was in Hoboken, New Jersey, so that's where we got the name from that. And, you know, in that region of the country, a sub is also referred to as a hero. So the build on that was, you know, pretty close to the style of the Italian sandwiches that were served predominantly on the menu back then: pepperoni, salami, the progettini with the provolone cheese, and then, you know, topped off with the shredded lettuce and oil and vinegar, you know, that deli style sandwich. So we brought that back kind of as a nod to our history, and it was so successful we brought it back a second and then a third time on different LTOs. And now we're rolling out new menu boards in probably at the beginning of 2017. Mm-hmm. And the Hoboken Hero, because of its success as a limited time offering, has now found its way to the permanent menu, or it will, on the new menu that's going to roll out in our stores at the beginning of next year. So it's part of our constant trial of new products through the LTO process. But we want to make sure that if something sticks and it has movement and it's something we believe our customers would want on a permanent basis, we want to make sure we're constantly evolving our menu to meet those customer needs.
Awesome. And if the millennials out there want a mind-blown moment, have that Hoboken Hero. It's pretty awesome. Mandy, tell us sort of your perspective. What are some of your favorite subs, and what do we have going on this summer that fans and franchise prospects can get excited about?
Well, one that we had was a little different for us in some of our past promotions, and was really exciting. It was when we rolled out the blimp at the end of 2015, beginning of 2016. And this was really kind of answering, you know, the man's man sandwich. This is a hearty sandwich with literally several different protein chips, turkey, roast beef, prosciutto, salami, pepperoni, and then topped with pretty much almost everything on our toppings. But it was it's been really successful, and we're really excited, one, to bring this one back in the summer and, you know, let our stores continue pushing the sandwich. It's doing great sales for them. And we also see this one making a permanent place on our menu rollout in 2017. Now, looking to summer, I'm really excited about this promotion as well. This is something very new for Blimpy, but it's all focusing on barbecue. So the promotion is the Bigger Better Barbecue that's going to roll out in June, and we're going to be featuring three different barbecue sandwiches. We have two different pork sandwiches. The first one is the Spicy Pig, and that's a pulled pork meat with sriracha glaze topped with cheddar cheese, and then we're making this wonderful bacon ranch coleslaw that will that'll finish that sandwich off. And then we have another one that's the Twisted Pig, and I like this one because we're going to use that new pulled pork meat, but we're going to top it with our ever-famous pretzel bread, something that we've always kind of been a leader in that trend. And then the last one, we're actually going to take our chicken and have a barbecue chicken, crunchy onion with coleslaw topped, and that one's going to be called our barbecue chick. So we're really excited about getting this out. It's really about kind of featuring a new protein, several different of our bread options, and something that's going to be kind of a fun, bold flavor for the summer.
Plus, then, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe I saw that you guys are topping all of those barbecue items with Sweet Baby Ray's, right?
Well, actually, the Spicy Pig is a sriracha glaze, which gives that a little kick. But, yes, the Twisted Pig and the barbecue chick, the barbecue sauce we are using is the Sweet Baby Ray's, which is obviously a hands-down favorite in the barbecue industry.
Yeah, I unfortunately had to skip lunch today, and you guys are killing me.
Oh, no. I keep telling Steve I can't wait for it to get in store because I am ready to eat one.
This entire promotion, every single one of the ingredients is nothing but, you know, the best of best quality. From our pretzel bread, which is the best in its class, to we're bringing in the pulled pork, which is not – pulled pork is not something that's currently available in our stores, so – The team did a really good job of sourcing a super, super, super delicious, high-quality pulled pork. And then, as you mentioned, you know, all topped off with Sweet Baby Ray's on a couple of the sandwiches. So it should be a real, real fun summer.
Absolutely. You know, speaking of new introductions like that and the LTOs that you guys come up with, I guess sort of take us to that process. I know if I'm a prospect, I'd be very interested in that. If, you know, our brand standard and our brand promise is, you know, the best tasting subs on the market. I'm very interested in knowing sort of how this come to fruition and how your Kahala team puts that together. Sort of unveil the curtain just a little bit for us, if you don't mind, and sort of tell us what the process is and who the team is that helps you guys develop those great tasting sandwiches.
Yeah, we have a lead R&D chef. His name's Joe O'Brien for Blimpy. He does some pretty magical things in the test kitchen. But the process is kind of, he's in constant development mode. That's his job. That's what he's doing. He's in that kitchen all day long. But he also has the ability, he taps into a lot of his culinary counterparts throughout our network of food suppliers. So, you know, a lot of our suppliers across, and as you mentioned before, we have access to any and all suppliers that supply any of the 18 Kahala brands concepts. He has connections and he can work with them. He has access to their research. We have menu trend research. So he's constantly pouring through menu trend research in the QSR category and then the restaurant category as a whole. You know, combine that with working with the other culinary counterparts within our food supplier network. And then there's a lot of, you know, I guess it's a little trial and error, a little bit of creativity and, you know, throwing stuff against the wall to see what sticks in the kitchen. When he has some products that he feels are good and he thinks they might have some legs, he brings them to the brand team. So we get a mix of the brand team that makes up people from marketing, purchasing and distribution, you know, all the components that would need to come together to successfully roll out a limited time offering in one of our stores. And then once it gets kind of through that filter, we also have a advisory board that's made up of elected franchisees from our franchisee community that we work with hand in hand on basically all major initiatives for the brand. We meet with them in person here at our offices 3 times a year, and we kind of go over, you know, what are the big initiatives with the brand, what's on the horizon. They taste the new products that we taste or that, you know, that we've identified that we think have legs to potentially be rolled out as a limited time offering. And then
with some of our offerings, we actually get the opportunity, if everything aligns in the distribution world, to test it in either select stores or even a select market. So it gives us kind of an idea of real world how it's going to perform, which is something that we had did with the blimp. And based off that success, that's what caused us to roll it out in 2015.
So it's a pretty long process from
sure.
You know, just rattling around in Joe's brain to rolling out in the stores. But that's a good thing. We want to make sure products that we roll out on our stores have jumped a lot of hurdles so that we know that they have potential for success.
Absolutely, no doubt. Yeah, I mean, it's a team effort. You got to make sure that you guys have done your due diligence to create the best sandwich products on the market. You guys do a heck of a job at that, that's for sure. Well, I hate to say this, but, you know, we've been at this for 30 minutes and we're nearing the end of our time for today, but certainly have had some fun and want to get you guys back on soon because I have to imagine this is going to be one of the most listened to podcasts, thinking about product introductions and how to market yourselves effectively. This was great stuff, a lot of things to learn. But before I cut you guys loose, you know, since this is a show dedicated and devoted to helping franchise prospects make smart decisions on buying their first or their next franchise, you know, do one or both of you have any, you know, advice for a franchise prospect who's looking into a franchise brand, you know, what they should be looking for or how they should, you know, go about making a smart decision?
Yeah. What I would recommend for marketing is make sure you're creating a plan on a local level. So we have a 3-tiered approach here for marketing. We try to do things on a national level, and then we do things on a regional level a lot of times with a co-op where a group of stores are pooling their marketing dollars together to put in place, you know, advertising strategies. But the one thing that is almost the most important at times is a local store marketing plan. And
yep.
Regardless of whether it's Kahala Brands concept or any other concept out there, every major franchisor will have an abundance of materials and resources for franchisees to create these things. So they're not having to figure it out on their own. There's step-by-step instructions. There's guidance on how to do a SWOT analysis so that you can, you know, assess your trade area and come up with a plan. So that would be my advice. Follow the plan that national and the brand rolls out, but don't leave it there. Make sure you're creating your own local store marketing plan on top of that. And on top of that, make sure you're measuring results. So if you're going to put dollars and time and energy behind different strategies on a local store marketing level, make sure you're putting in place mechanisms to measure the results and the success so that you're constantly improving how you're doing those things on a local level.
Absolutely. There's no doubt. Mandy, is there anything that you can share, sort of a final word with our listeners before we get you back on here again?
I mean, really, I really agree with Steve on this. It's all about getting out of your store and doing the work. You know, the good thing is, if it is part of Kahala Brands and you do join the Blimpy team, is like I mentioned, the ladies before, the national marketing managers, their main focus here is to work with the franchisees and to collaborate and to create a plan and to help them execute it. And, you know, as Steve had mentioned, we have tons of resources here for the franchisees, not just ready, print-made things to go that they can start, you know, pass out flyers tomorrow, but we also, the most crucial is these ladies, the national marketing managers. You know, they've been doing this for quite a while and with a lot of stores, and they really are just this database of successful ideas and basically approaches to take on any kind of situation. So, like I said, the main key is get out of your store and make sure you're doing the legwork to promote your store.
Absolutely.
There's
yeah, because
there's so many resources.
What was that?
Sorry, Graham. I was just saying there's so many resources across the network, and we always see the most successful franchisees are the ones that are utilizing the resources that are available to them.
Yeah, no, they're fully leveraging the fact that they are indeed, despite being part of a franchise family, they are each individual local business owners who know their community well. And if they're doing their job right, they're out in their community, they're interacting and engaging with people there and encouraging them to come try them out. So I completely agree. But, I really enjoyed it. I appreciate you guys stopping by the Blimpy Subs Franchise Show podcast. We'll have to do it again. Thank you guys for taking the time.
Have a great day. Thanks so much.
Absolutely. And to all our listeners out there, thank you guys for stopping by as well. You know, as mentioned, stay tuned for information and updates on the launch of the BlimpyFranchise.com website. We'll be continuing these monthly podcasts with Kahala executives, Blimpy franchisees, and Blimpy area developers, giving you the full picture on what you will be able to achieve as a Blimpy franchisee and the resources available to you. But until next time, we enjoyed it. We had a great time, and we'll see you next time on the Blimpy Subs Franchise Show podcast. Thank you, everybody. Talk to you soon.
It's summer. Time to get out. No, way out. And then do it again all summer long. Get to Cabela's Memorial Day sale and kick off the summer with huge savings, like 20% off all in-stock Kelty camping products, 50% off Cabela's deluxe flotation vests, and 20% off select Keen footwear. Plus, save big at our Beretta firearms sales event. And join us for our Hometown Hero Celebration Thursday through Sunday. Don't miss Cabela's Memorial Day sale.